Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you are helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer, brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Welcome to Beer Nuts number 76. My name is Chris. With me from MichiganBeerGuide.com is JR.
In the house.
Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete.
Oh, there you are. Hey, it's Uncle Pete here.
Hey, there you go. Dugout apparently recovering from oral surgery, so no beer for him today. So you're stuck with the three of us. And this episode, kind of going back to, well, we always have a theme, really. But this one, kind of an unconventional theme, so to speak. We're doing growlers, howlers, and crawlers. There is a difference, people. You will learn that tonight. I learned it when I went to get my beer today. But before we start, believe we have a beer quote. JR, you're going to handle that one.
Absolutely. So before we get into our growlers, howlers, crawlers, I also discovered there's a prowlers. But we'll get into that a little bit later for the quote of the week. Here it is. It's funny how drinking 8 cups of water a day seems like it's impossible. But 8 beers and 6 shots in 3 hours go down like a fat kid on a seesaw. Bada bing.
Good one.
I'll drink to that.
Yes.
So.
That quote is not wrong.
8 cups of water a day does seem like it's impossible. But those beers and shots just go down smooth and often. Especially on a day like today. Just seemed like a long day for everybody. And we're getting a little bit of a late start here. But we're going to ramp it up here. Because we got a few great beers to drink. And again, the... Before we start, I'd like to invite all our listeners to please grab a beer if you have one nearby, unless you're driving, of course. If you're not driving, then you should be drinking with us. So crack open a cold one, whatever you drink. We're not pretentious. We just want to introduce more people to more good beer. So that being said, tonight's episode, Growlers, Howlers, Crowlers, and now Prowlers. I'll start off. Our first beer of the evening will be in a growler, which is a 64-ounce container of beer from your local brewery, hopefully. And, you know, many states have beer stores can now pour growlers, howlers, and crawlers. So we'll start off by introducing the 64-ounce growler of a brand new brewery here in Livonia, Michigan, that just opened today. I attended the grand opening. And this is Supernatural Brewing and Spirits in Livonia. Happy to say that we have a growler of their IPA that I sampled today, and it was worthy enough to get a growler. It's pretty good. It's called All Seeing IPA. So we're going to pour a couple of these right now. So I'm going to open my Supernatural 64-ounce glass jug, which is a growler. Why don't you fill her up? Since we had a late start, we've already started a little bit, but I'm going to review this again. It's a traditional, like our old West Coast IPA, you know, the clearer ones. We've had quite a bit of juicy New England IPAs this summer. It was all the craze. And not to disappoint, because our next beer will be that. We're going to focus on this, and it pours a nice, really nice golden color. Not too dark, but a little bit like a yellowish orange. Nice lacing on this, solid, half a finger head. Really, really nice aroma in this. I can definitely smell Centennial hops, which are the same hops that I always can detect in Two-Hearted Ale, Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. So it's got a very nice floral aroma from the Centennial hops. I know that I checked, I spoke to some people at the brewery today. They use Chinook, Centennial, and I believe it was Cascade in this particular beer. But enough of that. Let's taste it. It's just really, really nice. You know, again, that floral Centennial hop flavor just bursting with that, a little citrus in there. Really like this one. I had a flight of six, and there were two that stood out. This one and another beer that was a Belgian-style ale called Supernatural 10, a Belgian Trappist-style ale. But that one was almost, it was in about 9.4%, I believe. And this this particular beer was closer to 7, I think it was 7.2. So I played it safe, and I figured if I got a growler of that other one, I'd be hard-pressed to finish it. So, but really happy I got to stop by and check out this brewery. It's been a long time coming. They've been waiting through mountains of red tape to open for a long time. I met one of the owners through the course I teach in at Schoolcraft College, Ernie, and shout out to him. I know that he had hoped to be open this past spring. So, you know, again, that's just part of the challenges faced with opening a brewing business these days, all the red tape and inspections and permits. But they're open for business, and I wish them luck. And I do have to say, unbiased review, very, very good IPA here. And, all their other beers were pretty solid and great food, too. So, Pete, what do you think about this beer?
Well, I love it because, before we even started recording tonight, we cracked it open and got started on it. I mean, a 64-ounce growler, that's a half gallon, which is, 4 pints. And it's something that, between you and I, JR, of course, we could each handle 2 pints, no problem, of a nice IPA like this. So I'm sure we'll get through it this evening. But yeah, we started early on it, and your review was spot on the aroma and the color and the flavors. I've probably had 5 small, 4 or 5 ounce glasses in a row, and they're going down rather quickly. So good job on this particular brew, the All-Seeing IPA from Supernatural. And nice thing about these growlers, being a half gallon, beer likes to be in the dark and it likes to be cold. And these brown growlers, most growlers you find are brown glass. A lot of times you'll find clear ones, but the majority that I've seen are brown and usually have a logo on the front. This one has a really cool logo, Supernatural. It's looks like sitting at a seance, and there's a crystal ball with 2 hands around the crystal ball looking in, and you're looking into the crystal ball, and what do you see? A glass of craft beer. So the future looks bright in this particular case. But yeah, the beer likes to be dark, likes to be cold. A lot of surface area on these half gallon growlers. So if you put it in your fridge, It's going to stay nice and cold. And very important on a growler, and we talked about this earlier before the show started, JR, is to have a tight seal on the cap. A lot of times you'll buy a growler at a brewery or a tap room, and they'll put the cap on, and sometimes they put a piece of tape around the cap to, you know, seal it up. But in most cases, I have found in my personal experience, I'm able to actually turn the cap probably an eighth to a quarter turn tighter than what they're putting it on. And that's important because you want it to last in your refrigerator, especially if you're, you know, going to drink it over, you know, a course of 2 or 3 days. You don't want it to go flat. I've had cases where I've bought a growler and, you know, driven home, you know, from the brewery, put it in the fridge, open it up the next day, and it's just not as carbonated as it was when I had it sitting there at the brewery or the tap room. And most times I find it's because the cap needs to be on really tight. Yeah, I love growlers. I've got about 30 growlers of my own. It's what happens when you love beer and you're going out to all the breweries. You tend to buy, okay, I'll buy one of your growlers. And you go to the next brewery, oh, yeah, I'll buy one of yours. And next thing you know, I got 30 empty growlers at home, which isn't a bad thing because I know you do this, JR, but when you hit the road and you're going somewhere, it's like, hey, I'm going to go right past that one brewery I went to, you know, one time, and I've got their growler, throw it in the back seat or in the trunk, and as you go by, stop in and get a refill. So love my growlers. They're a great talking point sitting around the house. If I have company over and we're sitting at the bar, you know, got the growlers on display, and it's a great talking point. So a lot of fun with growlers.
I only have a couple. You're making me feel like I'm lagging here, Uncle Pete.
Well, a lot of people ask how long does the growler last after you open it, and most people recommend that the beer will stay fresh for about 36 hours before it goes flat. I've had growlers and crowlers, for that matter, which crowlers are cans that are sealed, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But I've had growlers that I've enjoyed a month later and they're fine. And I have one that, like, the next day, it's flat as can be. So a lot of it depends on the style of beer you have. If it's a nice carbonated, like a triple or an IPA, you're probably going to need to drink that pretty quickly. But if you have a stout or a porter, those generally don't require nearly the amount of carbonation. So they will last much longer than 36 hours.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I've had growlers last for weeks if you store them properly. And, you know, I'm talking about not one that I've opened and started drinking, but if I brought it home from the brewery, I could wait, you know, a week to 2 weeks before I drink it if you've got that thing in the fridge, in the dark, and the cap on super tight. I've never had, in that case, never had one go bad on me. But, yeah, fresh is best, and we all believe in that. So, yeah, if you're going to pick up a growler and bring it home, the recommendation really is try to drink it ASAP.
And the other thing to remember is once you open the growler, then you really need to drink it quick, because as soon as you open it, it begins to oxidize. The air gets in, the oxygen gets into the vessel and begins to break down the beer. So once you open it, drink it up, because that will probably in 12 to 24 hours, you know, flatten the beer out. So the clock starts ticking immediately once you open it.
Yeah, Chris, not having a lot of growlers may be a blessing in disguise, because in my case right now, I've just sold my home and bought a new home, and I'm in the middle of transition, and I've had to pack these 30 empty growlers. And so luckily, though, I've found liquor boxes that hold half-gallon, you know, the compartmentalized cardboard liquor box, like a Seagram's half gallon, you know, holds 6 half-gallon Seagram's. So I'm able to get, you know, a handful of those boxes and slip these growlers one into each slot. So I got lucky, but yep, it's just another thing you got to haul around.
And one more thing about growlers is check with the brewery if you're planning to fill a growler. Many of them will fill any growlers as long as it's clean. But, you know, it depends. Each place has their own policy. But some breweries will only fill their own branded growler. So if you walk in with a competitor's growler, they'll say, oh, no, you can only we only fill our own. But for the most part, most breweries will fill any growler as long as it's clean. And it's very important that once you fill this, you don't just leave it sit there. Otherwise, you get all kinds of bacteria and mold growing. And that's obviously bad. And best thing to do as soon as you're done, rinse it out real good. Leave the cap off, because if you leave the cap in, then it becomes a closed environment where bacteria can infiltrate it. But always clean it up. Maybe put some One-Step or OxyClean in there is a good thing, just to clean it up real good and save it for the next fill.
I know I've put my homebrew in growlers a couple times, not to ferment, but after it was already finished homebrew and carbonated. And just like at the brewery or the tap room, there's a little short length adapter that they plug into the end of the faucet handle on the faucet, and it's intended to fill the growler from the bottom up. So the little short hose reaches all the way into the bottom of the growler and fills it from the bottom up, so you don't get all, it doesn't foam up and get a lot of foam, and allows them to fill the growler pretty much almost to the top, to the brim, and then put the cap on. So great. It's a great packaging idea. I love it. Now John will talk about, when we get into some of these other beers, some of the other sizes of packaging and what they're called. So that's our spiel on the growlers.
Amen. Always great. You can go to your local brew pub and get fresh beer to go. Even if you don't have time to stay and have a pint, you can just pop in, fill your growler, take it home, and enjoy it the comfort of your own home. So we're going to move on to our next vessel, which is a howler. A howler is simply a growler that's half the size. It's 32 ounces, one quart of beer, and a 32-ounce jug. So that is referred to as a howler, and I happen to have a howler that I got Monday night, two nights ago. We're recording on a Wednesday, from a great brewery in Wixom, Michigan, called Drafting Table Brewing Company. They make some excellent beers there, and this particular beer that I picked up a growler of, not only is it from Drafting Table, but it's a collaboration from our friends at Transient Brewing Company in southwestern Michigan. So these two breweries, as we've often talked about in the past, collaborated. You get the brewers to get together, they agree on a recipe. And you'll like the name for this one, Chris. It's called Grunge Phase. And it's nice. A New England style IPA. So let's before I pour it, I'll go backwards this time and tell you all about it before I pour it and review it. It's a 6.8% ABV, 40 IBUs. And the description on the website for Grunge Phase is, this juicy New England IPA is brewed with rice and a tropical melody of hops, including grungiest. Brewed in collaboration with our good friends at Transient Artists and Ales. So not a whole lot to go on in that description, so let's dive right into it. Pete, why don't you have the honors on this one? I'm going to let you go first. So we'll have Pete review it, and then I'll give him my thoughts after.
Yeah, so this is just a little half-size growler called a howler, 32 ounces, which is 2 pints, so great size packaging, makes a great gift, hint, hint, everybody out there. If you want to share one with a friend, there's a pint for each of you coming out of this little mini jug. So pouring this one up, pours a very, very light color. Very light colored, straw colored, hazy, right to the style of the New England IPA, and looks very, very tasty. Makes me want to drink it. A nice white, small carbonated head there. Oh man, and the aroma is just overwhelming. Oh man, I get the citrus there, some pineapple. Let's take a taste. Wow. Does it say what kind of hops they use, JR? Because this one has a, it's got a a citrus mix with kind of a pineapple-y flavor. I get kind of a grapefruit pith kind of a bitterness, you know, a very dry, high bitterness level on this one.
Yeah, it doesn't say the mix. It just says a tropical melody of hops, including grungiest. I don't know if that's a real hop or if they're just having some fun with us, but yeah, I definitely get pineapple, that bitter pineapple, grapefruits, you know, acidic, citrus, even maybe a little lemon in there, like a little lemon or lime. But I really enjoy it. You know, I had several beers when I visited the brewery the other night, and I selected this one because I thought you would like it, and it appears that you do. So, man, and another brewery that I really encourage anybody that hasn't been there, if you live in the Detroit area, make your way out west to Wixom, a little bit west of Novi, out towards as you're going out towards Brighton. This the brewery's only a mile or two off of I-96, but one of the other beers I wanted to mention was a beer called Blackberry Tardy Slip. So you guys know that I'm still kind of wading into the sour world. Well, this was just unbelievably delicious. It was a tardy Berliner Weiss brewed with blackberries, and it was just really, really enjoyable. Great color, great fruit in it, and tart but not puckery sour. So it was, you know, that good approachable sour for me. And at 4.6%, I could have a big glass of it and not have to worry. You know, I was driving and I was looking for something that wasn't, you know, too over the top, and it was a perfect beer for the night. I got to try their Cultivate Stout, which was very good. That was a nice roasty, chocolatey stout. Their double IPA, I got to taste just a taste of it, but it was really good. It was called Sim Coherent. It was an 8.5% double New England. Similar to this, maybe a little bit less bitter and a little bit more sweet, and with you know, oats in there and Simcoe hops. So yeah, there's you know, these are just the tip of the iceberg, but the grand finale that I just want to mention, the last beer I had of the night, I saved it for last. I just got a small 5-ounce pour because I was driving, but it's called Mean Vanilla Coffee Bean. It was a really excellent imperial stout, you know, loaded with coffee and vanilla flavor, two of my favorite flavors. Made from higher grounds, it says, 11.2% ABV, 50 IBU, and that one was a home run. I think they also make a mean vanilla bean without the coffee that I have not had, but I've heard that's a real hit over there. So there's my shout out to Drafting Table. Keep doing what you're doing. And this particular collab with Transient, one of the up-and-coming brewers in the southwest part of the state, is one of their the owner and the founder told us it's when as soon as he gets it in, it sells quickly. Yeah, it's one of his fastest sellers. So very fortunate that they had it when I was there and that we get to enjoy it. So out of a 32-ounce howler. So getting back to the howler, growlers, and crowlers story, a howler is 32-ounce, and so is a crowler. And a crowler is simply a big, large can, almost looks like an oil can, and it's a 32-ounce size, same size as this, only this is a glass jug. So a howler is a glass jug, a crowler is a can, and they literally fill the can to the brim and install the lid, and there's a device that seals the lid right in front of you. And you take it home, and you know, it's just like a pop top on the top of the can, just like you had on a smaller can. And you pop it open and drink it. So it preserves the beer quite well if they do their job right and there's no oxygen or headspace in there. Typically, they try to actually have little or no headspace in. They fill it to the brim and displace the liquid with the lid, so there's absolutely no space in there that can oxidize the beer. So
it's all beer in this crawler.
If it is full, then you will get you can get a little bit more shelf life out of it than a week or two, because it's basically just as the integrity is as good as a regular can. So I'm really happy that you have a crowler, Chris, because we don't. So it looks like we're going to have everything covered here. So that's awesome. And you know, just before I let you introduce your crowler that you brought, just want to say that, you know, good uses of crowlers are higher alcohol beers that maybe you're not going to want 64 ounces. For instance, I told you about that Supernatural Belgian beer that was like in the nines. You know, I didn't think that Pete and I could take down one of those in a night. We'd be sleeping in tomorrow, or at least wake up with a headache. And there's just two of us, so it would have been more practical. And actually, if they had a 32-ounce container there, I would have been tempted to purchase that. But they just opened, and they don't have their howlers in yet. But so I opted for the growler of IPA, the growler of IPA. And last thing before I pass it on to you, Chris, is the prowler. I had never heard of a prowler until I was at Drafting Table on Monday night and on their menu that said they had prowlers. A prowler is a 16-ounce. It's a pint. And I almost was tempted to get the little baby one because I've never had it. But on my next visit, I vowed to get one just because I can. So that would be perfect for a nice high-alcohol beer that you just want a small serving of, or maybe you're going to drink it pretty quick. So there you have it. There's the howlers, growlers, crowlers, and prowlers. So at this time, Chris, take her away and tell us about your crowler.
My crowler is from a place that I lucked out. I'd like to say that I planned this and, you know, I'm a craft beer, you know, whiz. Nope, I lucked out. There's a place less than a mile from my hotel called the Craft Poorhouse. You can check them. That's P-O-U-R. Not, you know, P-O-O-R. You check them out at craftpoorhouse.com. Nothing but a bunch of local stuff. I mean, all Oregon and Washington-based. I'm out in Portland for the week. Just got here today. And I got me. It's called the Ill-Tempered Gnome from Oakshire Brewing in Eugene, Oregon. A little background on them, just reading right from their website. It says, Oakshire Brewing of Eugene, Oregon is a community-inspired small-batch brewing company founded in 2006. Oakshire is locally owned, employs 25 people, and produces a wide variety of beers through its distinct brewing programs. Our core, pilot, and vintage beer programs allow us to brew an array of beer styles at an extremely high level of quality. Our beers are distributed throughout the Pacific Northwest and can be enjoyed daily from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at our public house located at 207 Madison Street in Eugene. So, and description of Ill-Tempered Gnome, this is from craftpoorhouse.com. I think it's an aggregator from Untappd, but read it anyway. It says, Ill-Tempered Gnome Winter Ale is an intricate American brown ale with the perfect blend of malt and hops. With its complex malt profile, complete with six specialty malts, organic C15, special roast, special B. How you say this, guys? Caravienne.
Caravienne.
Caravienne. Yes.
Kind of Caravienne. Right.
You're the beer teacher. Coffee malt and chocolate malt. It lays the foundation for an American hop punch. They use Nugget, Willamette. People out here would smack me if they hear me say Willamette. Crystal and Centennial. This complex beer provides bitter, roasty chocolate, pine resin, citrus, dark fruit, coffee, and sweet flavors all in one glass. Yeah.
Well, that piques my interest.
That description is not wrong, because when I first was taking a whiff of this, truth be told, I'm in a hotel, I'm in a paper glass, is what it is. It was a nice... thick, it was nice, thick, creamy head. I mean, I know it's paper, but I mean, it's the lacing here, it's sticking to the glass nicely here. When you smell it, the two things that stood out in that description to me were what I couldn't decide which I was smelling, chocolate or coffee. Turns out it's both. And then when you taste it, kind of a medium to, it's getting into the realm of thick, but you know, we're not getting into stout territory. And then yeah, that the chocolate and the coffee pop out, you know, as soon as you swallow it. I mean, those are, to me, in my palate that's been up for 20 hours, those are the two dominant flavors. This is really good stuff. It's 6.8% ABV, 65 IBU. And, yeah, apparently You can't get it outside of Oregon, so good stuff. Oakshire Brewing. If you can ever get your hands on some, I recommend it. Ill-Tempered Gnome.
You are one lucky man.
And this place was really cool, too. I mean, it was, you had your choice, crowlers, growlers. I mean, the atmosphere was cool. I mean, you know, it was one of those places, everything, you know, what was on tap was written on a chalkboard. You know how it goes. I'll have to remember this place, put it that way.
Well, your description made me jealous. I didn't get to try that. That sounds wonderful. Coffee, chocolate, pine resin, all in one.
What does the crowler look like? Does it have any labeling and artwork or anything on it?
Nope. It's literally, it is from their place. It is handwritten on here.
Yeah.
Like the ABV is handwritten. Yep. The date's handwritten. You know, what it is. You know, the brew and the brewery's handwritten. You know, yeah. It's got the words fresh pour printed on it. You know, just so they know, and you know the logo of the restaurant. But yeah,
did you watch them like fill it up and put the lid on and the lid sealed up and everything on a little rotating machine or some weird thing?
Yeah, and it looks like this. It looks like the woman who does this does it a lot because she made it look easy.
Hopefully, she had her hair tied back. You wouldn't want to get tangled up in that thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's typical. You know, they serve the fresh beer and you just write what it is on there, the date. So if you go back a week later, you can see how long it's been. And, you know, again, if you do a crowler right, you can, those will last a couple weeks.
Yeah. I know some of the growlers I get, there's a variety of identification methods. Sometimes they'll hang a tag off of if the glass growler has a handle, they'll hang a little tag off the handle, you know, and write on there. And sometimes the plastic lids or the little metal lids with the seal they use on these glass half-gallon growlers, if it's a white metal lid, they can use a Sharpie and write on top, but there's not a lot of real estate, so it's... It can be kind of a challenge to write very much information on there, especially if it's a long name or, you know, over 10 ABV. I know there's, what's that thing called, JR? There's a growler tag or there's a tag system I've seen somewhere. It looks like a dog tag, right? And it's meant to follow your growler around or something like that. You ever seen that?
And no, I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
Well, it's an online thing. So you buy this little tag and you take it with your growler, and wherever you go, it registers where you've been with your growler and it keeps a little record. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I just saw it.
Okay. I've never done that. That's too much work.
It's just interesting. You know, there's so many things that can go with your growlers and crawlers. I mean, I've seen... These custom-made little insulators that go around your growler to keep it cold. You know, it's like a little neoprene custom-fitting sweater with straps, you know, so you can carry it instead of carrying it by the little handle, or maybe it doesn't have a handle. It's got a strap, and you can just carry it like a small package. What else? Kind of growler accessories. Oh, there's growlers I've seen that have a little tap faucet that comes out the top, and some growlers are not only glass or like a crowler is most of the times aluminum can, but there's plastic growlers, and I've seen stainless steel growlers. So all different kinds of materials used to make these vessels, right, for transporting your beer.
Well, yeah, that you were talking about the like the big koozie that goes over the crowler. Yeah. When I was in Vermont last year, I went to Prohibition Pig. Up there, I think it was in, was it Waterbury, Vermont? Not too far from Stowe, near where the Alchemist is. But I went in there, and they had those for sale. I had to get one. And it was so cool to pop open that 32-ounce crowler and have this gigantic koozie to wrap around it and keep it cool. And so I have that somewhere. I was just looking in the drawer right here by my desk. Thought it was in there, but it'll turn up somewhere.
Some of these other growlers too. I've got a couple of them. They have a gigantic flip top on the top as well. Like the glass growler with the hinge mechanism on top with the big rubber gasket. And you flip that top open, and sometimes those, there's a resounding, you know, it's like popping a champagne cork. There's a resounding pop when you flip one of those.
Yeah, and you can go out and buy, some breweries have them, but you can also go online and beer shops and stuff. They have fancy, you know, like stainless steel ones that keep the beer super cold for super long. There's some real fancy. There's even one, I think, that has a little CO2 cartridge. Yeah. So if you drink part of it, you know, you can pump it up with gas so it won't go flat. I mean, there's some pretty sophisticated devices out there, but you know what? Just give me what the brewery gives you. If you can't, if you need a CO2 cartridge, you're not drinking enough. All right. Well, I think covered everything other than the Prowler, which we don't have one of, but we did talk about it. So the last beer of the night I saved, we were actually going to use this on our Stout Season episode, but we ran out of time and just figured we'd save it for this week. But recently, a couple weeks ago, I was in Philadelphia and visited the Tired Hands Brewery, one of my favorite breweries in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, suburbs of Philadelphia. So I was very, very fortunate that they had a beer while I was there that I was amazed that it was even available, because a lot of the higher gravity and more treasured beers, most breweries don't make those available and to go in crowlers. You just have to drink it at the brewery and be happy that you have got a glass there. But this particular beer surprisingly was available, and I took advantage to get a 32-ounce. That was the largest size they would let me take. But so it was technically a Howler, but it's actually a flip-top bottle. So again, you know, it's a glass jug. It could be, you know, there's different styles of these. So this is an actual flip-top bottle, which is cool because when I'm done with it, it'll be great for, you know, sharing home brews. So I'm going to pop this open now. And the name of this particular beer is called My Sweet Satan. It is a Imperial Stout aged in barrels that previously had bourbon and maple in them. And it's got blueberries in it. So it's a blueberry Imperial Stout aged in maple bourbon barrels. So if that doesn't pique your interest, I don't know what will. But I did have a glass or two at the brewery. It was delicious. And I was surprised and elated to find out I could bring some with me. And Uncle Pete is the beneficiary of that, because we're going to open it right now and drink it. So I'll let you have the honors, Uncle
Lucky.
Pete.
Woo, yeah. Now, tell me again, JR, blueberries, anything else here? Anything else going on in this one?
Let's see. You know, I looked on their website, and it's no longer available. So I truly was fortunate that this was available when I went there.
Did they do any other variants of it, do you know?
Yes and no. I'm going to read the commercial description from Untappd. Actually, it's from Beer Advocate. It says, My Sweet Satan is an Imperial Stout brewed with the same base recipe as Only Void, with the addition of maple syrup and maple sugar. Post-fermentation, it was then conditioned on 100 pounds of local blueberries and Awake Minds coffee. So there's coffee, blueberries, maple syrup, maple sugar. So that's this. Now, I've checked out Only Void. I know Only Void is their standard Imperial Stout, and I know there have been variants of that. So I guess this is actually a variant of Only Void called My Sweet Satan.
So it is dark as dark could be. I'm holding it up to the light, and I'm not seeing any light shine through this, except maybe around the very edge, you know, rim of the liquid in the glass. But other than that, yeah, there is absolutely zero light passing through this. And the aroma, it's a complicated, complicated aroma. It smells of coffee. I get an alcohol, what's the ABV, JR? It must be getting up there. It's a double, right? It's a double stout, Imperial Stout.
Yeah, I think it's over 11. It's 11 and a half. 11.
Yeah, so definitely in my olfactory senses here, the coffee, but I'm getting some alcohol. It's so pleasant. It's so nice to just sniff on that for a while. Silky body. Very, very pleasant on the mouthfeel. Well, this has been sitting out for what, maybe an hour now, JR, so it's come up to a nice temperature. It's not too cold. Mm. I like the coffee. Little finish with, I don't know, maybe just a trace of the maple, but not much. I mean, it is a sweet-tasting stout. The coffee seems very predominant to me, and I'm not getting a lot of the blueberry at the moment as well, but let me know what you think, JR. It's a great beer. It's a very, very robust, roasted, dark, you know, sweet, roasty stout. Just the kind we like to have on a cold, rainy evening here in November in Michigan.
Yeah, I can taste the blueberry, but it's subtle, and it's part of, as I always like to say, a concert here. You don't get, like, a different coffee flavor, a different blueberry flavor, a different maple. You get like one flavor that is a meritage of all those married together. And it's a very, very nice flavor. I really enjoy it. There's not too much of any one thing. I would agree with you that probably coffee is the dominant of all those flavors, but I definitely can taste the sweetness of the maple, and I can, there's that fruity blueberry, but it's sort of subtle, but it's a fantastically well-balanced beer. And the other thing I really enjoy about it is it's a nice, smooth, creamy mouthfeel. You would not say this is too thin, and you also wouldn't say it's thick as mud. It's right where it should be.
Yeah.
It's hit the sweet spot in just about every area that you would want to judge it on. I would imagine this would get extremely high marks from any sophisticated, experienced beer judge. Certainly gets high marks for me. And again, when I was, you know, when I saw this on the board at Tired Hands, I'm like, oh, I have to get that. And I think I had two glasses of it, two servings. And I basically went up and I said, you guys, I'm assuming you have no growler sales for that. Oh, yeah, what do you need? And they're like, well, yeah, we do.
Give it to me.
They cut it off at 32. 32 ounces.
I'll take all of the growlers.
Yes, I have an extra one in my car. I'm running to get it now. Well, it's really good. I'm reading something on Untappd here about My Sweet State, and it says cask with candied bacon, dark chocolate, and maple syrup. I don't know. Is that the same thing, or that's a specialty little small batch they had?
That's a specialty because at the tap room they have one firkin there, a cask, and on any given night they'll have different beers available in the cask. So that was probably a one-off that they did in the cask at one time.
Candy bacon, I mean, come on.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. but that, unfortunately, is not a variant that was there when I was there, and it was probably a one-off in the cask. But you know what? I'm not complaining, man. I'm thrilled that I was able to get this. And, you know, I just went on their website to get a description, and it's no longer there, so... You know, there's really nothing like this on tap today at that same tap room. So timing is everything. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And again, you're the beneficiary, Pete. Sorry, I couldn't beam you some up, Chris.
Well, maybe Chris can
technology help us. Isn't there yet. We can only hope, though, soon.
Yeah, how do we beam some beer over to you from across the country? You know, maybe Chris can help us, though, JR. I mean, what's this deal about My Sweet Satan? What's up with that? Didn't you Google that? What happened?
Well, it's at this point, I think it's urban legend status. Supposedly, if you play a part of Stairway to Heaven backwards, you start hearing My Sweet Satan. You know, it's kind of it's like the I Barry Paul rumors, you know, that were going on with the Beatles. You know, if you're listening for something, you're going to find
the Walrus, Goo Goo Gajoo. Yeah, I know that one.
There something with an Ozzy or a Black Sabbath record? The same kind of deal. Like but yeah, that supposedly, you know, Stairway to Heaven would say My Sweet Satan over and over.
Well, I discovered that when I was doing a Google search for a description of the beer, and I was fascinated, and we had a little bit of time before we started tonight, and I actually played it back, and I played it for Pete, because I had never heard this urban legend, you know. I'm not quite the urban legend guy like you are, Chris, that's up on these things. But I actually played, there's a YouTube of where they played the song. It's, you know, Stairway to Heaven. They played the passage and then they played it backwards. And, you know, with the words on the screen, of course, it makes it real easy to discern what it is when you're reading the same thing you're hearing. But it actually was pretty creepy. And I said it was pretty creepy. And I'll let Pete tell you what he said about it.
Well, I'll tell you, if I drank enough beers or ingested enough mind-altering substances and played any song backwards, I'd probably start hearing things, you know, about Satan as well.
Exactly.
But when we Googled My Sweet Satan, there were like 15 different top songs. If you play them backwards, you'll hear these freaky messages, you know, anywhere from Queen songs to Led Zeppelin and the Eagles. I mean, you know, popular songs, Judas Priest, you know, Ozzy, all kinds of
songs. The Eagles, noted Satan worshipers.
Yeah.
With their country rock music.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't really get my kicks out of playing music backwards just to see if I can hear anything, but somebody does.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of beer guys, so it's not our gig. But, you know, I guess that probably was the urban legend that you speak of, Chris, probably had a hand in them naming this beer. I know it's very challenging to name beers these days. There's just, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of beers out there with all the craft beer explosion, and it's a struggle to find a new name that no one else has, so... Hey, whatever, it works for me. I don't care what it's called. I am not a satanic worshiper by any means, but I am a worshiper of this beer because it's wonderful. So, Tired Hands, again, anybody gets to the Philly area, seek them out. Great, great, great brewery. Make great beers. So,
I buried Paul.
I'm burying this Haller.
Exactly.
All right,
so I guess. So that about wraps it up, huh?
Yep. We've had a growler. We've had two Hallers. We had a Crowler. And we know that there is a Prowler, but we don't have a Prowler, but we know that one exists now. So maybe the next episode can be Growlers, Hallers, Crowlers, and Prowlers.
Can you go smaller than the Prowler? I mean, now you're just you're a regular can of beer if you go smaller than a Prowler, right?
Well, actually, you know, I do know some bourbon hounds that have what's called a vial, like a 2 ounce of some like rare expensive bourbon. But that's kind of, you know, that's for another podcast. We don't get into the spirits here, but that's the smallest vessel I've heard of. It's a little vial of like some rare bourbon. And believe it or not, people pay, you know, insane amounts of money for, you know, a couple thimblefuls of
Isn't
rare
a prowler
bourbon.
Technically a tall boy.
That could be a prowler, I guess.
Hey, yeah, back in my day, we had what was known as a jumbo, a 40, you know, 40s, yeah, or a GIQ or a jumbo. That's what we did on my lunch hour.
Yeah. A crawler, crawler's a deuce-deuce with a couple extra ounces. Oh, no, wait, crawler's 32. Never mind. See, it's been a long day for me.
Yeah, well, just to tail off here, I do know there's even, if you're into the metric system, there's liter growlers and 2 liter growlers, you know, so it's all just, it's a state of mind. If you want to take some beer home from the brewery or the tap room, just ask them if they got a growler to go, and I'll bet you they'll say, yep, let's set you up.
Amen. Well, it's been a great episode. I thank everybody for listening, and just want to give everybody a precursor. We will be producing an episode next week for Thanksgiving, so if you're kicking back having a few on Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to, on the biggest beer day of the year, we're not going to disappoint. We're going to have a traditional cellar raid next week, so we'll be busting out some of the good stuff. So look for us next weekend whenever Chris can get around to producing. And thanks for listening, and I'll let Chris take you through all the social media stuff before we go to Mexico.
Oh, I pretty much put them up on Sundays. So Sundays, if you're looking for us, Sundays. It's a nice show up. Sundays.
Yeah.
Holidays try to have them up by Sunday morning.
Football.
Holidays, yes, are coming, boys. That's Cellar Raid is a great idea for kicking off the holiday season with Thanksgiving, because – When I have family over, I raid my cellar and I bring out all my good stuff and share. That's some of the best times to share is all the times when you got your family and your best friends around. So,
yeah. One more quick thing before we sign off, because this will be airing before Black Friday. Those of you in the Detroit metro area, just want to give a shout out to Motor City Gas Whiskey. For those of you who are home brewers, they're going to have a 50% off sale on freshly drained, freshly emptied whiskey barrels. So you can go to Motor City Gas Whiskey, the tap room. They have a tasting room in Royal Oak, Michigan. So go there on Black Friday and get a $75 8-gallon barrel. And then another reason we're mentioning this is because Pete and I participated in a legendary marathon brewing session Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
It lasted all about 12 hours, the entire day. It was brutal, but we had to brew enough liquid to put in these barrels. So we're going to get two barrels, and we'll be reviewing them on the show a couple months down the road. So I'll let Pete tell you closing comments on that, and then we can go to Mexico.
Yeah, looking forward to those beers, JR. I mean, I know... I did a Robert de Habanero version, just a classic, my favorite homebrew that I like to make, and I get most good reviews on from everybody. So, yeah, that's percolating down the basement in JR's house. Since I'm in the middle of my move, I didn't want to have all that stuff on my hands. But, JR, you got one percolating down there too, right?
I have a Scottish ale. It was supposed to be a Scotch ale wee heavy. It didn't come out quite as strong as I had hoped, but it'll be a nice Scotch ale. It's got a nice color, nice aroma to it. And I'm sure that whiskey barrel, I'm going to get a peated whiskey barrel, so that'll be fit right in with the Scotch theme. And, hey, I'm looking really looking forward to getting these beers in the barrel. They won't need to stay in longer than 4 or 5 days to a week. And we'll get, we should have a couple nice batches of.
Yeah. Nice Scotch ale in a barrel and a nice stout with chocolate and vanilla and a little pepper heat in the barrel. That's going to be awesome.
So great things coming soon on that front. And for those of you that are home brewers, take advantage of that sale, because an 8-gallon whiskey barrel usually costs $150 plus shipping. Well, if you go there on Black Friday, you can take one home for $75, which is a steal. And even more importantly, you can get to try all the great whiskeys up in their tasting room. My buddy Rich up there will set you up. So,
well, we know what a lot of guys are doing on Black Friday, don't we, JR?
Oh, yeah, there will be some truck chasers out there, and I'm sure probably on the way back from Motor City we might make a stop or two at a beer store or two, looking for the some of the coveted Bourbon County Stout that day gets released.
CBS, when's that coming?
CBS comes first week of December, and I actually got tickets for the second week release, so I'll get at least two bottles of it. Founders CBS Canadian Breakfast Stout, that's another coveted item. So lots of great things coming here in stout season is in full swing, and Black Friday is another great day for beer hunters. So that about does it for us. Chris, I'll let you close things out, and then when you're ready to go to Mexico, we'll hit it.
Oh, yeah, just you want to keep up with these beer releases, just follow us on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast. You can follow JR on Twitter at Michigan Beer Guy. You can email the show, beernutspodcast@christophermedia.net. Have a happy holiday. Next time we'll talk to you, it'll be Thanksgiving weekend. But for now, JR... let's go to Mexico.
Okay, as they say in old Mexico City, AMF.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.